Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, bless the reading of your word. Quicken it to our hearts by your spirit. We ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you don't see where the Holy Spirit is speaking the same message that you heard in Sunday school this morning, excuse me, if you were here and you don't see how it is the same message, you're spiritually dull. The subject this morning is sanctification. It's another important phase of redemption, is sanctification. Listen to the meaning of sanctification. It means to set apart, consecrate, to make holy, to make free from sin, to purify, to make productive the spiritual blessing. Praise the Lord. I think you will see as we look into the word how this is true, this meaning. And two thoughts are prominent in this definition of sanctification. The two thoughts, first, separation from evil. Two, separation or dedication to God and to his service. And it's always interesting to notice where it is first mentioned in the scripture. That's in Genesis 2:3. We won't turn there. I think you all remember that portion, that God sanctified the seventh day of the week. He set it apart from the other days of the week as a Sabbath day of rest, a holy day of rest. That was fulfilled in Christ. Yes, he is our rest. This morning, we're going to take a view of sanctification as past, present, and future. Or you could say it this way: instantaneous, progressive, and complete. We will start with instantaneous sanctification. It takes place the very moment you believe and receive Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. By God, we are set apart from the world. We are separated from sin and separated unto God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just read recently Jesus' prayer to his Father before going to the cross. That's found in John the 17th chapter. We read it on Wednesday night. We're studying that book of John. It's a precious, deep book. And there, Jesus prayed unto his Father that he would sanctify all those who believe and receive him, that receive Jesus, separated from the world. He prayed that those ones would be separated from the world. And in Paul's epistles, in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, and also verse 11, we read there, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" And then it goes on to tell of those unrighteous acts and so on. And it says, "Such were you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, and ye are justified in the name of Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." Hebrews 10, let's turn to this one. Hebrews, the 10th chapter. I'm going to read verse 10, and I'm going to read verse 14. Hebrews 10:10. "By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Yes, once for all. Verse 14, "For by one offering he hath perfected, I'm not saying that right, perfected forever them that are sanctified. Praise the Lord. By the simple act of faith in Christ, the believer is at once put into the state of sanctification. And 2 Corinthians, let's turn there. 2 Corinthians 5. The 5th chapter, verse 17. This is a very familiar verse for a lot of you. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In that state that we have been put into, that state of sanctification, the believer is to grow until he reaches the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. Now, that's true whether speaking of the church as a whole or of the believer. Praise the Lord. That's that instantaneous sanctification that we in that state are to grow. Now we come to progressive sanctification. It is God's will that we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We heard that this morning in Sunday school. That's in 2 Peter 3:18. It is a progressive growth, and we are exhorted to increase and abound. If you were here for Sunday school, you know that this is the Holy Spirit is, this is the message for this time, and he is confirming it. And so we need to take heed to this word from the Holy Spirit. Take it very seriously. Increase and abound. I'm going to turn to 1 Thessalonians. You can turn, if you would like to, 1 Thessalonians 3, and even though maybe these were read earlier, we're going to look at them again. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. What is God's will? Verse 12, chapter 3. Then the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Let's go to the 4th chapter and let's read the first verse. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord, Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk to please God, so ye would abound more and more. Let's go down to the 10th verse. And indeed, if ye do it toward all brethren which are in Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. Praise the Lord. Can we accomplish this in ourselves? No. No. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, when we look into God's word, hallelujah, we are changed into the same image. It's speaking of the image of our Lord. From glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Transformed from one degree of glory to another by the Spirit. There is such a thing as perfecting holiness. 2 Corinthians, a 7th chapter, in verse 1. We're just page away from that. Let's read that. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. How do we do this? It is by yielding to God. It is by believing His word, and it is by learning what His will is for us. And for this reason, God knew the church would need pastors and teachers. Let's turn to Ephesians. We're not far from the book of Ephesians. And let's read in the 4th chapter. And I'm going to start with the 11th verse and read down through the 15th. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. What for? For the perfecting of the saints, and for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's the church. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto what? A perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Holiness grows little by little, degree by degree. I'm going to read from Philippians, the next book. Let's start reading in Philippians 3, and I'll start with verse 10. Praise the Lord, that I may know Him, that I may know Him, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, or out from the believing dead, is the way it is in the original. Not as though I had already attained, the Apostle Paul says, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, and what we can do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. I will say this, let us not be satisfied with our growth spiritually. Sometimes we just get complacent. I've learned all I want to know, and I'm satisfied. But let's not be satisfied with our growth. Praise the Lord, Apostle Paul. If he could say that, surely we need to say that. We need to press on. Hallelujah. We want to grow in Him. We want to learn Him better. Now we come to the last, complete and final sanctification. All right, let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5. We're just close there. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is this saying? It's meaning perfect in every respect, whether it's referring to the church as a whole or individually. It's speaking of growth. It's speaking of maturity spiritually, maturity in the Lord. Blessing of entire sanctification, complete, is to take place when Christ comes. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. We're just close there. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. It's when we shall see him, we shall be like him. 1 John 3:2, we read that. When we shall see him, sanctification complete. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, one may ask, well, now, by what means? By what agencies are we made like Christ? Well, I think you know from the scriptures we've read already, the Trinity is involved. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father, we read in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. Trust him to accomplish that in our lives. Praise the Lord. We cannot purify ourselves. If you try that, you've got a work that's going to fail. But praise the Lord. As we yield to God continually, purity will come, I assure you, as we yield. Praise the Lord. Jesus' prayer unto his Father, he prayed as the one who sanctifies. And he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's John 17:17. Praise the Lord. The Father. All right, the Son. Jesus Christ, the Son, of course, is involved. We have already read that we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And his death separates the believer from sin and from the world. Ephesians 5:25-27. We read there, Christ so loved the church that he gave himself for it. It says that he might sanctify and cleanse the church by the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church without any blemish. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:30, we read that Christ is made unto us sanctification. Hebrews 13:12, speaking of Jesus, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood suffered without the gate. Well, there's so many more scriptures I could have read on the Father and upon the Son concerning sanctification, but we'll go on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit sanctifies. 1 Peter 1:2, it speaks of the elect. Hallelujah. Elect, we are the elect according to the knowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the Spirit. 2 Thessalonians 2:13, it says, because God hath chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. The Holy Spirit seals and confirms the work of grace in the believer. How? By producing fruit of righteousness in us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the executive of the Godhead, and it is his work to war against the lust of the flesh and to enable us to overcome. Galatians. I'm going to go back to the book of Galatians and the fifth chapter. Galatians 5. And I'm going to read verse 16. 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are these, and then it gives you a list here, fornication and idolatry and envies and murders and so on. But let's go down to verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go down to verse 25. If ye live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Yielding to the Lord and to his word. Hallelujah. You know, the Apostle Paul, after he was saved, he had the struggle that we all have experienced and maybe some still experiencing. And he told of it in Romans, the 7th chapter. And he told of his struggle. He could not do the things that he knew was right to do. But we get to chapter 8. And he tells us of his victory. Hallelujah. And do you know, in that 8th chapter of Romans, the Holy Spirit is mentioned 16 times. Yes. So, as I said, there's so many more scriptures I could read on each one of these. But I want to go on to what is our part. Well, 1 Corinthians 1:30, I quoted part of it, but I didn't quote all of it. Christ is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is such only as we appropriate him by faith. Daily, taking of his faith. Laying a hold of his patience, his love for whatever the need of the moment is. The degree of our sanctification is the proportion of our laying a hold of Jesus Christ in all the riches of his grace. The study of the Word of God is so important, but obedience to it. That means growth. That means purity. John 15:3 says, now you're clean through the word. How does the word sanctify? Well, it awakens our conscience to sin. It reveals the character of Christ unto us by his example. Oh, thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the love of the Father, the work of Jesus Christ, and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives as we yield. Thank the Lord. The Word also, we study the Word, and it influences us and offers us the Holy Spirit's influence and power. Praise the Lord that we can lay a hold of and have the victory. If you want to study into the victory that is ours in this Christian life, study Romans 6, 7, and 8. Let the Holy Spirit speak unto your heart. Praise the Lord. We come to know, when we study the word, we come to know God better. Praise the Lord. We come to know his will for us. Praise the Lord. Through the word. Hebrews 12:14 exhorts us to follow after. Follow after sanctification. And that word follow there means pursue. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Why do we follow Paul? Take in his epistles. Yes, take them to heart. Praise the Lord. Ask the Lord, make this real in my life. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. One can't become holy in their sleep. A lot of believers are in a sleepy condition. Wake up. Follow on to know him better. Don't be satisfied with your growth in the Lord. Sometimes we just get, as I said before, just complacent. But praise the Lord. Let us follow on. Let us pursue. Let's get to know our Lord better than before. Sometimes the Lord has to wake us up. I've been there. Have you? Sometimes he has to wake us up. And sometimes he has to chasten us. But he does it for our profit because he loves us. He wants us to be partakers of his holiness. May we deliberately separate ourselves from all uncleanness and continually trust God to accomplish his purposes in our lives by his Spirit. By single acts of surrender, sanctification is being accomplished little by little. Praise the Lord. By simple acts of surrender. Praise the Lord. Sanctification is to be coming to the full and complete. Let's sing a song.